Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the Drivecast. We have reached the midway point in Thessalonians chapter 3 as we're looking at our kind of devotional reading going through this Not Without Hope series. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And in the first five verses of 1 Thessalonians 3, Paul really says, you know, listen, I've prayed for you. He says that in chapter 1, chapter 2, right? But when he says, man, it's almost like he says, we just couldn't stand it. We had to send Timothy. Paul and Silas, they send Timothy to visit them in person. And the reason, Paul explains, that they sent Timothy was to encourage these young believers and to keep them strong in their new faith. One of the things that he says to them there in verse 3, he says, listen, you will encounter troubles. Not you might, not you may, but you will encounter troubles along the way. That's a good word for us as he says that to them there in verse 4. And he was really concerned in verse 5. He was excited to hear that Satan had not tempted these young believers away from following Christ, away from being discipled. He was encouraged by their faith. You know, one of the things, the realities, is that God always demonstrates his care for his children throughout the scriptures. But really, when it comes to discouragement and when it comes to temptation, when it comes to persecution, I think it's the most helpful to think that Jesus, our King, our perfect Savior, he also experienced trials and persecution during his time here on earth, that he can relate to us in a very, very personal way. The scriptures say that he was tempted, tried, tested, just like we are. And so God knows when we need this encouragement. So as we seek to go out this week, how do we live this passage in 1 Thessalonians 3 in these first five verses? I would say two things. Number one, take the encouragement challenge. This week, I would challenge you to find someone to encourage every day. You can do that via text, via phone call, via email. You can do that by asking God to bring someone across your path. You can do all that through all of those ways if you choose. But find someone to speak into their life, to encourage them every day. And here's what I believe. I believe from the experience of my own life, the more you encourage others, the more you will find yourself being encouraged. The more you will find yourself, you will feel more useful as God uses you in other people's lives as well. And then the second thing I would say is that maybe you would just take some time and maybe pray that God would bring a Timothy to you, that maybe you need some encouragement. Maybe you're looking for a friendship. Maybe you're looking for someone to come alongside your life and be both accountability and voice of encouragement to your heart and to your soul. So let's pray these things up. And then I'll pray first and then give you the opportunity to pray. God, we do pray this week. God, we pray for Timothy's in our own lives, that you would bring people across our paths to encourage us, to remind us of your truth, of your word, and what we talked about in chapter 1 of faith, hope, and love. And that those remaining things, God, in our hearts, that those things will be the things that bubble up in our lives that other people see in us. And then, God, I pray you'll give us opportunities this week to be encouragers to other people via text, via email, via phone call, personally, whatever it would be, God. I pray that we would sense this week that we are useful tools in your hands. We pray this, God, by the work of Jesus Christ on the cross, making a way to you through the power of your Holy Spirit. Now you take the opportunity to pray.